morning and happy new year. This is Trust the Bible, growing your confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. I'm Pastor David Gennaro from Beach Branch Baptist Church in Luray and First Baptist Church in Fairfax, and I'm glad you're with us today. We're going to be talking about the Trinity this week, and throughout the year, I want to talk about different issues, different things from the Bible that maybe you have questions about, and help you to grow in your confidence that everything the Bible teaches is true, that what the Bible teaches applies directly to your life, and that if you will follow the Bible and its teachings, then it will guide you to a better life. It will be the guide that will lead you into truth, that will lead you into a life of success. And so that's my aim. Sometimes we'll look at issues like marriage, parenting, maybe some other different kinds of issues like depression or addictions. And I'm going to start the year, though, by talking about this issue, the Trinity. Sometimes we'll look at issues where there are challenges to the truthfulness of Scripture, and this is one of those. What is the Trinity? Trinity is the description of God as being one being. There is only one God. Yet, the Bible also says that there is God the Father, there is God the Son, and there is God the Holy Spirit. And each of these three are distinct persons, and each of them are fully God. Jesus is God, the Holy Spirit is God, the Father is God, yet there is one God. Now, the first question that comes up when we talk about the Trinity is, why does this matter? And the second question is, well, does the Bible really teach it? And the third question is, can we really believe something like that? Can you really put those concepts together? And I'm going to seek to answer all of those questions this week. If you have questions about the Trinity or a topic that we have looked at in the past or anything else you want to know about the Bible, you can always email me. The email address is pastordavid@fairfaxfbc.org. You can also call the program. The number to do that is 843-580-8037. And you can also find us on Facebook. Just look for Trust the Bible on Facebook. You'll find summaries of different things we've talked about on the program. You can comment on there and leave questions there as well. Well, the first question I want to look at is the doctrine of the Trinity important? I think very often sometimes our eyes glaze over. We think, okay, the Trinity, and it just sounds complicated, and we can go into all of the ways that it is described that aren't quite right, and then you can look at all of the criticism of different types of explanations of the Trinity, and it just seems like, what does that have to do with my relationship with God? What does that have to do with my walk as a Christian? And I want to tell you that I think it is very important for us to have a good understanding of the Trinity. It is not essential to have an understanding of the Trinity for salvation or to know God, but it is important for a number of reasons. So let me start off with the fact that it's important to believe the Trinity in order to believe the Bible. The purpose of this program is to grow your confidence that the Bible is true. And the Trinity is something the Bible teaches. I'm not going to get into all the verses today. We'll do that later in the week. But the Bible teaches that there is one God. And yet the Bible teaches that the Father is God, the Son is God, and the Holy Spirit is God. And the Bible makes clear that these are three distinct persons, and yet one God. And so when you see this come up in many different places in the Bible, one of the things that can happen is you say, well, that's just ridiculous. It can't be true. And when you do that, you're actually not trusting the Bible. There is, I think, this lie that Satan continually asks us. It's the very first thing that he asked mankind in the Garden of Eden. He came to Adam and Eve, and he said to Eve, did God really say? And so when we see the Trinity presented in the Scriptures, there's this voice that's kind of like, okay, that sounds too impossible. did God really say? It introduces a doubt into the scriptures. And so I think having a clear understanding of the Trinity and understanding that it is true is part of having confidence that the Bible is true and that the scriptures are true. So that's one reason why I think this is important. A second reason this is so important is because so many other teachings in the Bible are tied into the idea of the Trinity or the teaching of the Trinity. And so when you look at different religions that are out there, different churches that would deny the Trinity, some churches that would say that they follow Jesus Christ, that Jesus Christ is the central person in their religion, yet they deny the Trinity. I'm thinking of Mormons, for example, or Jehovah's Witnesses. And there are others who would even be a more traditional Christian denomination who, within a particular church, you'll find that some of the teachings on the Trinity aren't very well thought out or aren't really correct. Those churches, you will find many other differences between what the Bible teaches and what has been accepted as Christian teaching throughout the centuries, and what those churches teach. And I'm thinking particularly, this is an important one, of the atonement. The atonement is the teaching in the Bible that Jesus paid for our sins when he died on the cross, that he took the punishment that God would have poured out on us. He allowed God the Father to pour it out on himself, thus making payment for our sins, so that when we ask God to forgive us, God isn't simply forgetting about our sin or ignoring our sin. He's actually applying the payment for our sin through Jesus Christ so that we can be forgiven, we can be righteous in his sight. This is so clearly taught throughout the Bible, but many churches that deny the Trinity or seem to have some kind of issue with the Trinity will also deny the atonement, and that is essential to our salvation. And so the second reason why the Trinity is so important is that we don't get led astray in other areas. And the weaker your understanding of the Trinity or your belief in the Trinity is, the more susceptible you are to being pulled away from the teachings of the scriptures in other areas. You've already conceded that the scriptures can't really be true in some areas, so now it's not hard at all for you to begin to question all kinds of teachings in the scripture. So that's the second reason that I am going to spend the week defending the Trinity. A third reason is that the Trinity is what distinguishes the Christian God from all other religions. And so think of this question maybe in terms of the debate over, do Christians and Muslims worship the same God? That's a common statement. Well, guess what? Muslims believe that God is one and only one. They reject the Trinity. They reject the idea that Jesus is God. They reject that the Holy Spirit is God. They think that this is one of the big problems with the Christian faith. And that means that their concept of God is very different from the Christian concept, from what the Bible teaches about God. And so it's very important to understand, recognize that there cannot be more than one God. You cannot have Allah, who is one and only one being, one person, and that be God, and the Christian view that God is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and one God. They can't both be right. So this becomes a very important issue because you are worshiping the wrong God if you're not worshiping a triune God. And so this is actually a very important issue. We're going to get into more of the details beginning tomorrow. And so I thank you again for joining with us. Until next time, remember, you can trust the Bible.